online. This is Excite Radio News with theleader.info.
Six of Orihuela's Partido Popular councillors failed to attend the monthly plenary meeting this Monday, thus once again avoiding voting on an anti-corruption motion. It's the second time that the motion, first presented by unassigned councillor Asuncion Mayoral, was to be heard, after the majority PP and their CLR associates managed to bypass the agreement that any councillor charged in a corruption case would not stand for election. Despite that first successful avoidance of the issue, the regional party heads had last week told the local group that they must vote in favour of the motion in their attempt to support the national party's attempt to clean up their political image after countless scandals and corruption cases. However, local party leader Pepe Ferrando, along with David Costa, Araceli Villela, Victor Bernabeu, Incana Otoño and José Antonio Añorti, a once councillor for the Orihuela Costa, failed to attend the monthly meeting where the residents of the municipality are formally represented. However, with their absence was a sting in the tail, as given the balance of members voting, the motion was approved with the votes of the remaining five PP members, along with their full support of the ruling coalition government of the six members of the PSOE and two from the Los Verdes, and the proposer, Asuncion Mayoral. Of the PP members who voted in favour of the motion, two are not facing any charges currently, Victor Bernabeu and Incana Otoño. CLR member Juan Ignacio López Bass left the plenary hall before the vote was to be cast, whereas his colleague Pedro Mancebo, who had been vocal in the past about the need to clean up politics and deplore corruption, abstained from the vote. Former PP leader Monica Llorente was also not present due to sick leave, as is the case for the current mayor Montserrat Higuaín. Bob Houlston was absent due to travelling. Ferrando gave a press conference after the event in which he accused the provincial president, José Siscar, in the way in which he attempted to enforce a supportive vote and his seemingly professionally threatening behaviour. The provincial PP have asked for the regional PP to start disciplinary proceedings for those involved. Ferrando also stated how she would never submit to such threats in a hurry and boasted of having earned her position through hard work in getting the support of members and not like other people. Ferrando also defended her local Partido Popular colleagues, saying that the group is not broken and that she's given her members freedom to vote in support or not on the motion. However, Ferrando also said that what is broken is the Partido Popular of Orihuela, clearly laying the blame in the hands of one person, Eva Ortiz, criticising the former MEP of partitioning votes for another political party in the elections of 2011, for which she has never been punished. Ferrando herself is accused in a case of dividing contracts which benefited the company named Pepe Ferrando SL, for which she denies any involvement and is actually run by her sister, she says. For more details on this story and the history of the political situation in Orihuela, visit our website www.theleader.info.